test, test, test. All right. Good morning, Sandusky. It's good to have all of you out there in the parking lot. We got a few announcements that we want to announce before we get on the air. One of those is today they're going to have Wanda's surprise parade. Debbie is asking you to line up at 12:30 on Argyle on the north side of the facility. The parade will actually start at 1, and you must stay in your vehicle, but there is a card holder that is available. So that is today. Let's keep it a secret, and I hope that you will be able to go on Argyle and line up. We also have, besides her birthday, we have Lynn Frisbee. He's out in the parking lot. It's his birthday today. And then Zach Bauerman's birthday is actually this next week. Anniversaries, we have Julie and Doug Gordon. Al and Mary are out in that parking lot. So this Friday is theirs. Maybe we can sing. Well, not sing. You can sing outside. Let's have Tina play happy birthday and anniversary all in one. The other thing that we have to announce is also on your announcement in the bulletin. We have t-shirts that have come in that were pre-ordered. If you have not received your t-shirt, please let us know. We can get it to you. You can come to the office Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday in the morning and pick it up. And they are here and available. Also, if you have a September newsletter copy wants to go in, some information needs to get to the office by Monday. Mary will be putting that together on Tuesday. And the Sandusky Presbyterian Church is inviting us to come in and pray for the children, and I will probably announce that on the radio as well on August 26th from 10 to 2. I think that's all the announcements that I have. We want to pray for Jeff Eager, which is Suzette Bailey's brother. He is at Mayo and will have surgery possibly on the 25th. So keep him in your prayers. We continue to keep Greg Moore in our prayers. And many others. We have quite the list. God knows who they are. Just continue to pray. So we're going to have Tina play for a few more minutes until we are on the air.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sandusky. It's good to have you with us this morning on the radio. I want to give a few announcements on the radio for the community. The Presbyterian Church, right next door, is inviting you to come in and pray for children and teachers as they return to school. The church will be open on Wednesday, August 26th from 10 to 2. Pews will be marked for social distancing and masks are required. So if you would like to pray for the children, parents, teachers, staff, Wednesday the 26th. Also, here at our church, next Sunday, August 30th, we invite all the staff, employees of the school district and any district around us to come in and be prayed over. We will do that with social distance in the parking lot. So whether you're the superintendent, principal, administrative assistants, teachers, aides, and the bus drivers, custodians, whatever staff position you have, come to First United Methodist Church. We will pray over you and pray that this year, as it's going to be a different year, that you are ready, whether it's in-house or if it's virtual. We will be praying for you. We encourage parents and children to come as well so that we can pray over all of you. That's next Sunday, the 30th, in our parking lot. Now, as we prepare our hearts for worship, we begin with our praise song, We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise. Our call to worship this morning. The Lord says, come, all you who labor and are overburdened. He doesn't say, come as you Americans or Methodists or all you who look and act alike, but come all. Let us worship the God who welcomes us all, and may we find unity in our diversity. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we pray that we can truly be unified, but that we also can be a living sacrifice for you. So as we bring your word this morning and we worship and praise your name, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to hearing and feeling your presence with us. and that we will open our ears and our hearts to hear what you have to say to us. We ask all of this in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Our other opening hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Kids, can you come on over? Gonna ask. children to come over. We're really loud, guys. As the children come over, we're going to ask those that are listening on the radio to come and listen and have a conversation with your mom or dad or grandma or whoever you're with. Got to get clear over here. That's great. Come on down. Good to see all of you this morning. How's everybody? Good. So I know school's coming, right? But school's going to look a little different this year, isn't it? Some are going to go maybe into the school building, and others may be staying home and doing it virtually, right? But what happens when you go to school, whether you're in person? You know what happens in school? You learn. So the teacher is teaching you, right? So this morning we're going to talk about Jesus teaching. Is he was a teacher as well as a savior. He did lots of things, but he also taught, and he taught the disciples. And he teaches us today through the scriptures, right? Right? So Jesus was asking his disciples, who do you say I am? You know what they did? They responded, well, we hear people say that you are John the Baptist. And others may say that you are Elijah. And some may say, well, you're one of the prophets. And then Jesus is trying to teach them and ask them, but who do you say that I am? And what do you think they said? You're the Christ. You're the Lord. You're Jesus, right? And so as we come and we learn things, whether it's at home or whether it's in a school building, we need to listen to what the questions are, answer them, right? And Jesus talks to us. Did you know? Us to listen to him, but he also wants us to follow him, and he wants us to know who he is. And we may respond, you're Jesus the Christ, you're Jesus our Lord, Savior, right? And to school, whether you're at home or whether you're the school building itself, just know that Jesus is going to help you through. You just have to listen and pay attention and follow him. Can you guys do that? All right. Shall we pray? All right. Say it with me. Dear God, we pray that you will teach us and we will follow. Amen. Okay. Hey, I like all that. That's a pretty cool crown, isn't it? You like that? Yeah. And then you guys need to tell us one of these days about how you went to camp. Can you do that? All right. You guys go ahead and go back. And know that I'm thinking about you. This morning, our scripture comes from Psalm 124 in the Old Testament. Hear these words. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. the torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. Let's sing our hymn, Sanctuary.
Pure and holy, tried and true.
To our time of prayer with our Lord. This week we're praying for Kurt's lawn and garden. We always try to pray for one of our businesses in town, so we always should pray for our community as well and our leaders. We want to lift up Jeff and Greg, many others this morning as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, this morning I heard a thanksgiving, a prayer from one of your children who could not find their credit cards and prayed to you, and you answered that prayer. That's who you are, Lord, and we just give praise that whenever we are in need, we can come before you, but we can come before you with all things good and joyful, coming to you with praise and adoration and awe of who you are. We just give thanks that you are in our life and that you speak to us. We just pray that we will always listen to what you are saying. Lord, you've heard those that we have named and know those that are quiet in our hearts. We pray for healing. We pray for guidance for doctors as they do surgery. We pray for those that are recovering. They may be healed and strengthened. Lord, we pray that as we go forth in this difficult time of COVID, that we can trust you, that we can follow you, that we will hold on to our faith and believe in you. So, Father God, we ask that you help us to trust in you, to believe in you, to follow you, to obey you, to lead and guide us in all ways that we can honor and give you all glory. We pray for our church and our churches and our community and throughout the world. We pray for our leaders, not just in the churches, but in the community, with our officers and our fire departments, our EMTs, our schools, that they look to you to seek you for advice, that we all may follow your will. And that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we ask that you be with the message this morning as I speak, that you will open the hearts and our minds, that we may hear you. And so we come before you this morning, Lord, and we pray together as God has taught us to pray in Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we're going to read out of a New Testament of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. Here are these words. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. And if it's teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I titled my sermon this morning, Unity and Diversity, but changed it, but it didn't get printed, changed, to Living Sacrifices. Because I want to talk about what it says on living sacrifice. Sacrifice is defined by the Webster Dictionary as both, quote, an act of offering to a deity something precious, and destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. And another definition involves destruction and surrender, things that are difficult and require more than just a few minutes of our time. This type of choice, this type of sacrifice is a choice. See, in the days way back in the Old Testament when Jesus, before Jesus, when the Israelites and others, they had to make animal sacrifices to be forgiven of their sins. Those sins were given by an animal that was killed and burnt. And then along came Jesus, 2,000 plus years ago. And he died on the cross for all of us, for the forgiveness of our sins. He was truly a living sacrifice, serving his Father and giving himself that you and I may be free. It was a once-in-a-lifetime sacrifice. We no longer have to give animal sacrifices, nor do we need to die. However, in our Christianity, in our faith, we will suffer and we will die, but we will be risen with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father as we accept and believe in them. So as we look at this scripture this morning, what is a living sacrifice? We heard what Webster said. Well, what is it to be spiritually living as a sacrifice to our Lord Jesus? Our scripture says to be holy and pleasing to God, to be true and have proper worship. We know that as we are living, a living sacrifice is to be alive and to serve our Lord God. To present ourselves to Jesus and follow him. To be faithful and obedient. not to conform to the world, but to stand out and away from what the world says and have our minds and bodies transformed. Transformed by renewing of our minds so that we can follow the will of God, what is good and well-pleasing and perfect. So as I thought about this passage this morning and what we can do, I thought about how we need to, first of all, believe in Jesus Christ. If we're going to be a living sacrifice, we need to know who Jesus is, and we need to believe in him to be able to follow him so that we can be holy and pleasing, that we can be Christ-like, that we can step out in our faith to following him. I thought about how it means to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It means that when we get up in the morning, we say good morning to God, to Jesus. We offer ourselves to him and say, here I am, Lord. Use me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may follow you all day and all night. Doing what your wish is, what your will is, not my desire. Not to be conformed to this world, not what I want, but what God wants and desires of us. So daily we need to follow him, putting all our energy, all our resources, all at his disposal, and trusting him to guide us, to lead us. You know, in the morning I try to do my devotions. It's not first thing I get up and I get ready. Then I try to take that time to be in a spirit with my Lord, to do my devotions, to have some prayer time, to seek him and his advice on what it is that I am to do during the day. But there's times I fail. There's times that maybe I slip and I don't get it all read, or I say I'll read it later. That's not very often. Most often every day I'm trying to be in my quiet space and spend time with God. But again, too often I'm like, I'll read my devotions and I'll look at the scripture and read my scriptures. And then I get up and get ready for work. I don't spend the time to just sit and listen to him, which is part of being transformed. How can we transform our mind if we don't sit with him and listen? We can't just pray with God, here's my prayer list, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, goodbye, God. And so often, I fail at that. He wants us to come to us in our prayers, but he also wants us to take that time to listen. Because I believe that when we listen, that's when our minds can be transformed or renewed. That's when we can hear his voice and know what his direction is for us. His will, not mine. But it's hard to do, isn't it? We get so busy because we have this and this and this to do. But if we read this scripture today, we're also conforming to the world because we need to do this and this and this, and we have our time schedule. Well, God doesn't have that time schedule. He's with us every moment, every day, and he's just waiting there for us to come to him, for us to listen to him. So what do you do to be a living sacrifice? We do our devotions. We take time to pray. We listen. But then when we listen, we need to follow and be faithful and obedient. He will tell us, this is what you need to do. In fact, in the rest of the scripture reading, it talks about being a humble servant in the body of Christ. And each one of us have our gifts. We're not just given these gifts to say, oh, I have this gift. But we're given these gifts, the spiritual gifts, to be used to do God's work, to serve Him, to follow Him. I know in the spring, we started with our spiritual gift inventory, and that has gotten laid aside. I'm hoping that this fall we will be able to pick that up. But if you have not finished yours and you just want to have a one-on-one and work with me with that, let's do that, because all of us have a spiritual gift and we need to know what that is. And so when it tells us in our scripture, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. But I can tell you with the commentaries, they were talking that prophesying doesn't mean telling what the future is, because none of us know what that future is. To prophesy means to share the message with Jesus, of Jesus Christ, to others. We should all be doing that anyway, right? If we see somebody or know somebody, and most of us, it's probably our closest friends or our family that may not know Jesus Christ, and they're the hardest ones to work with. But be able to speak with others. In fact, we had Erin Campbell Hendricks with us last week, and she shared how she did that, to share the message of Jesus with others. But you have to get to know them first and to see where they are. We're called to do that. But maybe that's not your gift. Maybe your gift is serving. And it says, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encourage, give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And I can tell you that this isn't the whole list of spiritual gifts. So first of all, he's telling us in this scripture, we need to be a living sacrifice, that we need to please God, that we don't follow the world, but we need to be transformed. And then he tells us how to do that. Do it with the gift that I have been given to you, that we are all one body of Jesus Christ, one body of Christ in the world. That as we come together, that we do what God desires us to do, to give Him all honor and glory. So how do you start your day? How do you end your day? You know, for those of us that have been on our daily update that I have emails for, I always ask this question: what are you grateful for today? What do you want to give thanks for today? What are you been blessed with today? That's part of wrapping up our day with our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it may be. I like to hear responses from people, and I try to respond back to them if they have responded to me. It helps us keep accountable. But I know many of you already know what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, what you're blessed for. You don't need to share it. That's okay. But to be able to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for all that He's done in and through us. So another question I ask is, are we serving God, or are we trying to serve ourselves? Because if we're a living sacrifice, it talks about not being selfish, but unselfish, selfishness, to not be able to think about only what I want or what I desire, but for us to truly surrender, not surrender our lives on a cross like Christ did for us, but to surrender our lives fully for God, to God, so that we can be who He wants us to be. But if we don't know who Jesus Christ is, we won't be a living sacrifice. If we don't take time to be with Jesus, we won't be Christ-like and give him all the glory. He desires for us to have a relationship to him, to be holy and pleasing. And we can be good. We can have a day that we have helped others, and that's what he wants us to do. But are we doing that for ourselves, or are we doing that for God? Are we looking for that pat on the back, or are we looking to glorify God? Are we looking to share the message of Jesus Christ with others, or looking to brag what we know? I pray that God will use this passage today to help some of us, especially myself, to be reminded that I need to renew and transform my mind daily, not just on Sundays, not just every once in a while, but daily, to set my mind on Christ, to see what his will is for me that particular day. Not just to be able to come on Sunday and give you words of wisdom or what a message has been spoken to me by God, but to be his hands and feet Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday, as well as Sunday. Unfortunately, I fail. But so do a lot of Christians, but that is why Jesus Christ went to the cross. He's not asking us to be perfect. He's asking us to do our best, to turn ourselves over to him, to surrender our will for his will, to be a living sacrifice, to allow God to change those things that need to be changed in and through us, and to invite us to do what God wants us to do. So where are you today? How are you behaving? How are you following God? Are you doing the things that he desires you to do to have a relationship with him? To have your devotions, to pray. And remember, when we pray, we need to take time to also listen. Are we following him and obeying him, trying to be like Christ, to be Christ-like? Remember, transformation means also stepping out in our faith. We can't do it alone, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be transformed. And I think of our mission statement, that we are to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. It's not about just transforming our hearts and mind, but to transform the whole world, to know who Jesus Christ is. Are you willing to be a living sacrifice and do that? Are you willing and ready to serve him? Are you ready to surrender your life right now, today, this moment, to be Christ's hands and foot, hands and feet, to be his disciples? Are you willing to share the word of God with those who need it? That's what the scripture is about. Sometimes stepping out of the boat, stepping out of our comfort zone, stepping out in faith to do God's will, that we can be holy and pleasing to him. I pray that you will look at yourselves today. And when I say you, I'm saying to me, myself as well, that I look, that we look within and saying, are we doing our best? Are we following God's will? Are we trusting him? Do we believe that he can transform us? I pray we all can say yes. And I pray that if you don't know Jesus Christ, that you will come to accept him as Lord and Savior by giving yourself and saying, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me for all my sins and wrongs. I want to become your disciple. I want you in my life. And if you do that, I pray that you will call the church and talk with me and let me know. Because God wants all of us, not just some of us. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that we will be a living sacrifice for you, not for ourselves. That we will prophesy and serve you. That we will leave and encourage others. That we will give generously, show mercy, be joyful in doing all your work. We pray that we will be holy and pleasing to you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. It's now time for our morning offering. Remember that if you are not in our parking lot, to go ahead and mail those in or come and do EFT, which is the electronic form, that we give ourselves to God. Let us sing our doxology. Our closing song is Take My Life and Let It Be.
Take my hands and let them
take my life and let it be. I pray that this week, as we go through our week, and we think about that every day, go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.